Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
Oh man.
What is
on a
this?
Serious note. The KZN baddies.
Yeah. Happy.
Anyway. As far back as I can remember being on talk radio, we've had this discussion about Janus Walus. Janus Walus applied for parole. He was legible. Was turned down, I think, twice or three times, if I'm not mistaken. Funda, you can correct me.
Yeah, it's quite a few times.
And then, eventually, he was released on parole. As soon as he was released, he went back home to Poland, and he then granted an interview. In that interview, the guy was unapologetic. And to be quite honest, if you listen to the Hani family, specifically the late Chris Hani's wife, she's always said that this guy is non-repentant. He doesn't deserve to be released on parole. Anyway, yesterday, this was questioned. You know, the Correctional Services Committee actually questioned why he was granted parole. And they even went as far as saying he should be extradited and re-arrested and put back in prison because of how he's conducted himself post-release. I'm of the belief that he shouldn't have been released to begin with. I've always felt that way. And in fact, there are some people who just should never be granted parole. Some people like Janus Walus should rot in prison. In fact, if you still had the death penalty, he should have been the first one to be hanging. And I'll never change with my view on that. Bundo?
Yeah, it's a very controversial debate because straight after Janusz left, many said, if anything, there's a lesson to learn here that perhaps let's revisit the debate around life sentence being life sentence. That it shouldn't at some point be remitted and then you're outed after 18 years or 20 years. It's wrong. But I would say, given what happened and listening to what the parliamentarians were saying, we have to go back to what the law provides for, and showing remorse can be a factor in parole decisions, but it is not a mandatory requirement for parole eligibility. So that, unfortunately, is the reality. And I know for the Wits Justice Project, they've always fought against making remorse a requirement, purely because what if you are wrongfully convicted? And then in that instance, you wouldn't be able to show remorse. So they just made sure that that shouldn't be a provision or a requirement at any point, purely to guard against those type of people that maintain their innocence until the very end. So it's unfortunate, but I also looked at it after that interview and said, as painfully triggering as it was, I don't think the criminal justice system could have done any more. We really thought, now you've got to observe his own rights, and it was unfortunate.
Umuntu Mfundo, Otsi, I'll do it again.
Uyikhulume after.
Nonsense, Leo.
Besiyo wazingani.
That is nonsense.
But Sizwe, I just, this is weird for me. Why are you involving your feelings in a matter of the law? Because I think that a lot of people that are speaking about this, we are involving our feelings.
Yeah.
And the law is the law. You know, I have my feelings about what he did. But when it comes to the law, now we are saying, just because we feel a certain way, it just doesn't make sense.
I'm glad you bring that up. Because the reason why some people's parole doesn't get granted is because we believe that they could repeat the offense, right? Am I correct or not?
You are correct.
Mm. Yes. If somebody tells you, right, out of their own mouth, I would do it again, what does that tell you?
Whatever they're going to say, I don't think he's going to do it again.
And we don't know whether he said that during the application of this parole.
Of course
parole.
Not. Mm.
Of course not.
But he doesn't have to.
He was never
that's what the committee is saying. The committee is saying, so basically when you're out on parole, by the way, if you offend, you go back inside.
Yeah, but he hasn't offended any of his parole conditions.
So, no, but it doesn't matter now, right?
So when you
he's
back,
telling you, it's just like if you had... I'm trying to think of a good example that will fit this perfectly, right? If you had somebody who'd gone in for bank robbery, and this person then obviously got released on parole. While they were out on parole, they said,
Until they do it, then you've got a problem.
But I understand where he's coming from.
Yes,
that
because
if they commit, even if they commit, then you would send them back.
Yes.
So he essentially is out on parole because life sentence should be life sentence. But the problem now, this is a precedent setting case because it's now between borders. So meaning now that he has left we are essentially functius officio. That is the Latin term that means we have concluded everything legally on our side. So mm-hmm. the matter is wrapped, unfortunately.
How was he able to leave the country, Putin-Jevele, on parole?
That was also another debate. It was the Home Affairs element because they had revoked erroneously, I think, they prematurely revoked his citizenship. So this was a man now who was in prison, but once released, actually does not.
Here.
Yes. And some people were actually criticizing government to see Niyabona Manje. Now you've got somebody on parole, but he doesn't have documentation for South Africa. He needs to leave because ideally he should have served his parole here.
So you're saying that the parole, because there's conditions, they can't be enforced because he's in Poland?
Yeah.
Well, you need to extradite him first. And then legally get him here and then start enforcing. Again, in South Africa, as always.
Yeah, but it wasn't his fault that we revoked also his citizenship.
No, that I agree with you. It wasn't his fault.
So just imagine now the Concord having to deal with those elements that you guys decided that he's undesirable. He no longer has any documentation to be here. If we're releasing him on parole, then he's got to go home. And there, we don't know the magisterial area that he lives in to say Hambo Saina every day.
And the Polish people are not going to let him go. I can tell you that right now.
He's a hero in Poland.
There's nothing he's gonna do.
Remember,
dude, the guy was received by the highest of the high in government.
Remember what communism did to Poland?
Yeah.
So historically, they hate communists and communism. Yeah. So for him killing a communist, he's hailed as a hero back home. Like literally, the entire country loves him.
So he's a political.
Mandela.
So
the only problem that the only issue here is that we allowed him to leave. But Mina, I don't have any issue outside of that because he did serve his time. He did go through the process. Yes, I've got feelings about that because I remember waking up watching the news and seeing that.
Yeah.
And it was a horrible thing. And what I feel about racists and all of that. But yeah. So yeah, I think that's the only mistake we made.
So give us a shout and let us know. 086-000-00959. How do you feel about the parole of Janusz Walusz?
It is right. It's the intent. So you can get arrested and, you know, be trialed for intent. You couldn't have done it. But because you had the intent to harm or to commit a crime, you are eligible to be actually extradited and be arrested for that. So as much as Mable is saying that people are involving emotion, but because in the interview he said that he would do it again, that is the intent. Yes, for now, obviously he won't be able to because he's just saying it. But if he's caught doing it with the intent to actually do it again, then he can be arrested.
Thank you.
You know, you guys talking about intent to commit a crime, but without actually committing it. Reminds me of that movie, Minority Report. Do you remember it?
Yes.
Yeah.
But there was difference, right?
But intent without committing it.
I hear you. So here's the thing. What makes this difference is that this guy is out on parole. So when you're on parole, there are certain liberties that get limited, Jay, by virtue of the fact that you're on parole. Me as a free man, I can talk as freely as I want. I can do almost everything except break the law. But just before breaking the law, you can't arrest me. However, once I've broken the law, if I then say things that signify that I may break the law again, that's enough for you to go, that's what happens.
But not. And in the context of this, when we spoke about the fact that he is a hero back at home, in the context of that, he will make such utterances because he
But like,
is
we're
now,
talking about South African law. We give a damn about back home.
I hear you, but I'm saying in the context of the fact that he is now at home where he is a hero, he feels like he is at liberty to utter such.
That's why he should have never gone home.
Exactly, but yet again, South Africa being reactionary.
I say it again, I am glad we don't have the jury system in South Africa.
Right?
Imagine we are getting a court now.
Life sentence, whoever 18, so ya puma. Aye.
Straight up.
I have a problem with the justice system in South Africa because I feel like they're throwing away everything. Like, even now with the Timothy Omotoso thing, it's like they're treating it with emotions. It's the same thing that I feel with this one, was treated with emotions. It's okay, asimiyekele, ahambe, abuyele ekhaya kibo. The same way Home Affairs treated this with emotions, and then they revoked his citizenship prematurely. Umuntu makafika ngale, wafika wayenze zakhe. So nje, anything that concerns the justice system here in South Africa, I am good, Shem.
Mm-hmm.
Yazi, just a little bit out of context. Guys, you know how we hear stories of celebrities with one ban, somehow they get to social media. But I very long to beg a question. Where was this man held? Like, has anyone ever seen him in prison? Is there assurance with Veling and Bella this person was in prison? Because, hey, Mina, this story, I didn't buy it. I really didn't. Iparoli, they don't you have to sign on a, like, every time or some way on a weekly basis or a monthly basis or whatever, how it works? Would he, yes, they've seen me. So,
But I agree with you, Uti. When you're on parole, there's somebody called a parole officer.
Then how did they let him leave?
That you're not drunk, that you're not partaking in drugs, all of those things. I wonder where the parole officer is in Poland.
Yep. I think this person, let's leave him, because if you want to go and fetch him again, it's politics, it's taxpayers' money. If they don't talk about this thing on the news, South Africans will move on. I know maybe the family will not move on, or it's going to be sad for them, etc. But it's just a waste of taxpayers' money. The government made a mistake. It's fine in the correctional service, etc. Let's just move on from this thing.
And also, there are many other families in South Africa who've had their members murdered. And those murderers are out on parole because they met their requirements to be out on parole. Won't they complain to say, oh, so the law treats us differently because Chris Honey was a VIP?
No,
so
but
his murderer shouldn't be out.
But did those murderers go and say they'd do it again? You guys are missing the nub of the issue here. We're not saying he must go back because it's Janus Wallace. We're saying he must go back because he's violated the terms of his parole. That's what we're saying.
But those were not the terms, Sizwe. No. Are we bonangi parole, whatever, form yake? That's why you must not say this. No.
It's not about saying that. I explained to you guys what the law says about parole and parolees, right? We've been through this. We can't go back now and cover the same thing. The intention is what's important here. And now we signified an intention to commit another crime. End of story. Azkali.
On the streets, on the air, I bagwet over to umtato na aushi itoyising impel. Kube nje iskipa ngabe sibhalwe nje made in China kahle nje omuhle dodwa.
Yeah, I agree with Sizwe. Death penalty was really something that all these guys should have gotten back on apartheid. Barahlutile, our black consciousness leaders, Chris Hani, Steve Biko, Robert Sobukwe. Now what do we have left? Abo Cupcake, Abo Zuma. Aye, guys. You should have received the death penalty, honestly.
Aye, Sizwe, mina ngivumelana nawe. Lento ukuthi umthetho, ba right nabo. Mara, ukuthi ikhehla, angeke ayenze lento leyo. No, wazi kanjani. Sinabafowethu thina manje ababuye ejele, bakuparole. Bavizithwa every day bazocheka ukuthi conduct yabo isase according to ama requirements ye parole. Lo muntu yena unikwe parole wahamba waya kubo. Uvizithwa nini bamcheke ukuthi ama conditions akhe parole athini. Why awakha ama conditions ye parole amkhiphele ngaphandle amisa kubo. Ngoba the reason why abafethu bavizithwa kuzocheck iconduct abafethu basaba nokusho kuma employer wabo ukuthi bake baboshwa ngoba basaba ukuthi bazovizithelwa bese employer icheck it loke waboshwa hayi kushuthi usengaphinda futhi bese bayabaxosha
100% in fact iparole if you want to leave even town you're supposed to report to your PO usho utekse ngathi ngizotitshwela this guy leaves the country. As a parolee, Moga was in Yenkente. Ziakal. Nangu, we are new Sambes Kulumel nonsense.
Ah, hayi iqale kuphi yabana lezi zinto lezi ama social media nanani umuntu bathanda abantu bathanda ukhipha le bet iqale phi ukuze kuvele le bet iqale kuphi ukuze asho kanjalo yabona into enjalo maybe uyisho kanjalo kanti assist the statement yale nto le asazi but yeah what I can say imagine shem umkhulu sekaphuma bese uyasho sithi hey buya futhi yana yana phakathi ayi shem le bantu labe baphangwa kubefa bashalo mlomo lokuthi hey wena hey hey khulunywa kanje shalo mlomo njengomntana omncane awu bantu asho bathi maba badala baphendula baba bantwana abancane shalo mlomo awu
if you missed it live catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za